This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
All right, Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong, better rates and better service. Let's go to the phones first, and then we'll come back with Touchdown Turnover. 865-255-03.
We got Scott.
B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Let's get to Scott. Scott, good morning.
Hey, man. How you guys doing?
Great, Scott. How are you doing, man?
Doing good. Enjoy listening to y'all each morning on my way to work.
Thank you, sir.
Just for fun, and I know it's early, and you guys see some things that a lot of us don't see. But if you had to, if you're the offensive line coach, if you're Will Friend, today, you're playing West Virginia this Saturday, who are you plugging in, those first five, from left to right, who would you plug in right now? And then who would be your first two in off the bench? Just curious.
Woo! I got Drew Richmond at left tackle. I got Trey Smith at left guard. I got Brandon Kennedy at center. Right guard.
That's where it gets fun.
Let me skip over right guard right now. and then I have Chance Hall if healthy at right tackle. Now right guard, you can go Ryan Johnson. I heard some really good things about Jerome Carvin working at guard or tackle.
That's my guess. I think a true freshman will be starting at right guard.
You got Marcus Carvin. Tatum available.
Yeah. I mean and that's why Pruitt wants to cross train these guys, because you don't want your second string right guard to be your 10th best offensive lineman just because, you know, he can't play tackle. You have a guy that's maybe the second tackle that's not playing, but he is your 6th best offensive lineman. You want to make sure that you give him work at guard, so that way if someone goes down, you play the next best guy instead of playing a guy that you're stuck with, but he's not one of your top 6 players. And so today I would probably go Ryan Johnson or Carver there, right guard. But I'm so iffy there. But I'm pretty confident from left to right, left to center, left tackle to center, and then if Chance Hall's healthy, him playing tackle.
I'm with you with those, except Jerome Carvin at right guard.
You got
Chance Hall at right tackle. I'm two off
good.
The bench.
Yeah.
It's tough. Ryan Johnson, Marcus Tatum are probably for me just because of experience, even though we need to get maybe another two more, three more on that list.
Yeah, that's the tough thing about that offensive line. Your starting set of guys, except for that right guard position, as we've discussed, is pretty serviceable. Should be all right. You move past that, goes downhill kind of quickly, but they'll figure out something.
You throw in Jameer Johnson. I mean, he's an option there.
The JUCO transfer.
You know, I don't know about Tanner Antonulli. I just know he's very, very athletic, and they liked him. Really, they liked him a lot coming out. They could have gotten away with letting him go and getting another player because Pruitt was a new coach, but for a player that was committed to Butch Jones to be able to stick and Pruitt want them, that should tell you that this kid has a chance to be really good. And so don't know how fast he will develop. I do know very athletic. Played like tight end in high school during some time there.
At Ainsworth.
So it's very athletic. It reminds me of what, you know, Chance Hall was viewed at when he came in as a guy that could develop into a really good tackle, very athletic, nice bend, and that's what you want for your tackle.
Eric Crosby in the transition from D-line to O-line. Are you going to see him in like some goal line situations?
Why not?
Line him up there, just a mauler.
Why not? Hey, maybe he pulls a Jayshon Robinson and he is maybe he's an impact player guard. Maybe. The group that probably improved the most during the spring was offensive line. And Pruitt said that. you know, at the end of spring when he was doing the Big Orange Caravan, everyone was trying to pull comments from him and get him to talk about what stood out during the spring. And he finally broke down and said offensive line probably had the biggest jump. And so that's very encouraging for Will Freed and company, because that's only 15 practices. We got fall camp.
They also had a lot of room to grow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is true. So I don't want to read too much into Pruitt's comments, but that's all, you know, good news from a fan's perspective.
Yes.
Because that offensive line, especially, you're confident that Trey Smith's going to make an impact this year, but you don't know 100%. You don't.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about that, too, is you didn't have Brandon Kennedy. You didn't have Chance Hall. You didn't have Trey Smith out there. So it allowed guys like Jerome Carvin to really get work. I mean, really, really get work and be prepared for this football season. But, again, I agree with you, Brad. I don't want to read too much into comments from Jerome Pruitt about the offensive linemen during the spring. All right, Touchdown Turnover is backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong, better rates, and better service. So many things to go over today. So let's go to Malik Gray. Let's make this about Malik Gray, who switched from safety to corner to now wide receiver. Touchdown Turnover, that a week from today, Malik Gray will still be playing wide receiver. A week from today, Malik Gray will still be playing wide receiver. Does he get moved back to defense, or do we see him sticking for longer than a week?
I'll say touchdown. Because when I look at his whole body of work, this is probably the best fit I've seen for him so far. I just haven't seen that he's a guy that at any of the positions he's tried, he is going to get significant playing time. But that's just me. Just what I've seen. There's obviously it wasn't totally working out on the defensive side of the ball. And at wide receiver, he was okay yesterday and you know, could probably make it work. But there's a set of, you know, 5, 6, 7 guys that I put on the field before him. At this point, maybe he really, you know, blossoms in the rest of fall practice. But right now, I think he will stay on the offensive side of the ball, and we'll see how it unfolds.
At this point in his career, it's almost concerning that they made the move this late, even though he does have a good amount of experience at the high school level at the receiver position, had some success at the receiver position in high school. But you also have to take into account the level of competition he was playing there. I really don't know with Malik Gray. It's tough. It's tough, especially mm-hmm. when you look at the type of talent he had coming in. I thought this guy was a headhunter, and he was going to make an impact at some point, maybe as a linebacker or maybe a safety on defense. I'm hoping it sticks. I'll say touchdown because I hope for the kid. I want to see him succeed, stick around. But at this point, even if it is the best position for him moving forward, he's got a lot of solid talent ahead of him on the depth chart at wide receiver. So where are we going to see him grind the most? Where is he most comfortable to the point where, all right, this is the position I need to be in. Pruitt agrees. This coaching staff agrees. I better start digging in here if I want a chance to play moving forward.
A couple national signing classes ago, we did our show at Dead End Barbecue and had Malik Gray on the show. And I remember his comments like they were from yesterday. And I asked him about his position at Tennessee. Now, he was a safety coming out of high school. And I remember also there was talks about him possibly flipping to Florida State. Didn't happen. He came here. I thought that he was probably going to be developed into a linebacker at some point. I was very surprised when they gave him a shot at corner. When I saw him in his freshman year practice, I questioned some change of direction. I questioned his hips a little bit. But the guy can run. There's no doubt about that.
Straight line speed.
He can run. He can run.
4.44.
And so I understand the move to wide receiver for right now. But if you can't play corner, and if you not going to play safety, if receiver doesn't work out, then where can you go? Probably back to defense, probably a linebacker there in the middle. But you got to gain some weight to be able to do that. But I'm going touchdown. I think he gets more than a weekend wide receiver. I do agree with you, though, Brad. It may be a little concerning for him that he's being moved to wide receiver right now. The same way as I look at Tyler Bird. I think Tyler Bird and Malik Gray have some of the same, I won't call them issues, but maybe some of the same hurdles of solidifying a spot. Is that, yeah, they were highly ranked out of high school, but change of direction is something that's hindering them. Their hips are not as fluid as they need to be if you're going to play cornerback. And that's why Alante Taylor has transitioned so well, is because he does possess those hips. He does possess that change of direction. He can do that. Tyler Bird, he's going to be a wide receiver. That's his position here. And now he has to continue to improve at that position. And I know people are looking at his star ratings and stuff like that. And, yes, he was really good. He had some moments there as a true freshman. But I remember back when Tennessee was winning at a high level, every player was like a Tyler Bird. And there was a lot of players that it didn't translate. I remember offensive lineman Brandon Jeffries was a 5-star, number one rated offensive lineman in the country. And it never translated. He was here when I came here. He was part of the 2002 class. And I did not know he was a 5-star when I came to school. And seeing him and seeing him work, I did not know he was rated that high, to be honest. I thought he was like a 3-star guy coming out of high school. So sometimes it just doesn't translate. And I hope that's not the case for Malik Gray, and I hope that's not the case for Tyler Bird. But you got to be able to change direction. It's one thing of being an athlete and being a football player. Stanley Asumnu is a prime example.
Oh, my gosh.
Stanley Asumnu jumped a 40-inch vertical, easy, 4.4 flat guy. But when it came to playing wide receiver, changing directions, Stanley just – it took him a long time. He struggled at that part. There's sprinter. There's athlete, there's football player, and there's a difference between all three. We'll go back to the phones after this.
Get ready for a better school year by shopping the back-to-school sale at Better Mattress happening now. Whether you're a parent or a student, you know a good night's sleep makes a difference in your day. Whether it's the patience to sit in school traffic or the concentration you need to pass your test, a better night's sleep is super important for the whole household. Right now, choose a twin, full, or queen bundle deal, all starting at just $379. The back-to-school bundle deal from Better Mattress is everything you need in one stop for a better night's sleep. Get a mattress, box spring, frame, sheets, and a memory foam pillow, all delivered for free, starting at just $379. You choose the size twin, full, or queen, the price stays the same. We know one size doesn't fit all. Over a dozen different mattresses qualify for this offer. Have a better school year this year. Get the Better Mattress back-to-school bundle deal while supplies last. Tell them Seth sent you and ask to try my mattress. Don't wait. Shop now. Chat live with a representative at bedrmattress.com. Good night just got better.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jared Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jared Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live.
Hour two here at the Swain event is brought to you by Alumni Hall. Get game day ready, 6 convenient locations in Tennessee, or you can shop online 24/7 at alumnihall.com. Let's get to Trevor on the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Trevor, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Great, man. How are you, Trevor?
I am doing well.
Good.
So I had a couple things I wanted to hit on. One, before I get anything too about the Vols, but the Brett McMurphy situation.
Ooh.
I mean, you know, all that comes out Friday, and it's like Brett McMurphy's just sitting on all this information. You know, when something comes out, he's got something just to counter right back. And to steal a line from Charlie, it's, I mean, he's just dunking on Ohio State and Urban Meyer. I mean,
oh yeah,
reminds me of you're a Bulls fan, Swain. Reminds me of that dunk where Scottie Pippen dunks on Patrick Ewing, then he just kind of walks over him real disrespectful and straddles him.
Oh man. I mean, he put his junk all on him, man.
You got Tyronn Lue.
Oh man, it was so disrespectful. Patrick Ewing tried to push him, off of him. It was so disrespectful. I remember that dunk. Oh yeah, and that was the days where Scottie Pippen had the short shorts. It wasn't like the long shorts, so that made it even worse.
but man, that's. That's all I'm gonna say because I'm sure everybody's getting a little Urban Meyer Ohio State fatigue, but. About the team, I mean, I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing. I mean, the one thing that I notice is the guys are noticeably bigger. I mean, I don't think it's just me imagining that. They look bigger than they have in previous years. I know just people that don't even know a lot about football, like I'm not trying to say anything about my wife, but she could care less, couldn't care less about football, unfortunately. But she would be noticing things. Like we're watching TV, and we're watching the game on TV, and she'll be like, man, she goes, Tennessee looks way smaller than the other team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, that's because they kind of do. I mean, you see them playing Alabama, and it looks like a Pee Wee football team playing, like college team. Mm-hmm. But whatever Craig Fitzgerald's doing, I mean, they're paying them. I mean, it seems to be worth it right now, as far as just from the eye test. But whether he's spraying some deer antler spray on there or tapping into that vibranium, you know, I mean, it's whatever he's doing, it seems to be paying off so far.
Absolutely, and you know, we'll know a lot when we get into the heart of the SEC schedule, and when we start seeing, you know, who's hurt, who can't go, as we compare it to the last couple seasons, we'll really see the difference in the moves that Pruitt's made with medical staff, and then Craig Fitzgerald's impact there, and his staff, like his staff is good. He got some dudes from South Carolina that's on his staff. I mean, those guys. I was over there at the complex last week, and I saw two dudes like training, like they were on the team. And I'm like, whoa, wait, are those the weight room guys? I mean, they were doing like 40-yard sprints. I mean, they trained too. And so it's a little bit different than, you know, the year before last. Well, was it? No, the year before last, where we had our strength coach, and you wondered if he worked out at all. Mm. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Let me look at this strength coach at this school. He looks like he works out. The strength coach we have now, Mike Surgeon, he does not look like a strength coach at all. And so it's just a tad bit different atmosphere right now at Tennessee football. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, so I'm trying not to get too excited. I mean, I'm probably on a scale from like 1 to Andy, I'm probably like on a 7 or an 8. So
yeah, Andy loses all awareness when he calls in because he's so excited. I mean, all awareness.
Yeah, I love Andy. He's like, you know, he's driving in a car going down a hill with the brakes cut. You know, I mean,
he doesn't care.
Full speed.
He don't care, man.
But hey, you guys have a good one.
Thank you.
Great call from Trevor. Yeah.
If Tennessee's at the bottom of the hill, Andy doesn't care about the brakes. Who cares?
Mm-mm. He wants to smash into that power tee.
No, yep. Yeah, no awareness from Andy.
Maybe a little bit of the ink will be left on his skin.
I love the conversation that I was having yesterday with somebody. We were talking about Andy, like, oh, we saw Andy. I was like, oh, yeah, have you seen the car that he drives? It's a SUV with a giant, I believe it says orange blood on the back. And then someone else that was sitting near us when I said that, they're like, oh, I saw that truck, man. That it stands out everywhere it goes.
Yeah.
Andy's got a signature look. He's got a signature, I guess, optimism about him.
Y'all better be careful. He'll call in again.
Rob Neal took a photo at Dead End Barbecue one day and posted it. And I saw, like, Andy's car in the background. And so Andy called in the next day. He was like, yeah, I was at Dead End Barbecue. I was like, yeah, I know. I saw that car. I saw that car in the background.
You spotted from 100 yards away.
Huge power tee decal on the back window with orange blood written over top of it. Yeah, I saw you, Andy. But good phone call. Thank you for the phone call, Trevor. Really, really appreciate it. 865-255-03. Today's lunch special at Dead End Barbecue is the Chipotle Chicken Salad. And so make sure you go by there and get a little taste there of the Chipotle Chicken Salad. Today's lunch special at Dead End Barbecue. Crawl Daddy says, Drew Richmond over Trey at left tackle? Well, let me explain.
I knew that was going to come up.
Let me explain. But first, I'm going to take a break. Then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to explain to Crawl Daddy why I said possibly Drew Richmond at left tackle and Trey Smith at left guard. There's a reason for that. We'll take a break and return after these messages.
We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells in what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Gentlemen, get back in the game. Did you know that one out of every three men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? Well, I know my numbers. Low T Center made it quick and easy. I walked in, I took a simple blood test, and I knew my results in about 20 minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. So give them a call, 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
Crawdaddy on the Swain Event text box, free for Android and Apple devices. It says Drew Richmond over Trey at left tackle. Well, here's the thing. You can put Brandon Kennedy and Trey Smith together and have a force if you really wanted to. You have to play the best five players at offensive line. And so if you can play Trey Smith at guard and have great production,
which may not be his best position.
May not be his best position, but he is the best offensive line. Him playing guard makes the offensive line better because you can play Drew Richmond at tackle. Let's switch it. Let's say you put Trey Smith at left tackle and you put Drew Richmond at left guard. Maybe Drew Richmond is not comfortable at left guard, and as a unit, it's not as good as Trey Smith playing left guard and putting Drew at left tackle with Brandon Kennedy right there at center. And so you have to do what's best for the unit. Remember, this is like synchronized swimming. Everyone has to step together. Everyone has to, you know, move as one to either give protection to the quarterback in the passing game situation or create the right holes in the running game. And so, yeah, that is why Drew Richmond may play left tackle and with Trey Smith playing left guard. It's not who's better. It's who is better for the unit. So that's why you may see that. Jesse says Malik Gray at wideout, absolutely. That switch was made. He is at wideout, so we'll see how long he lasts there. It was part of our touchdown turnover today. I think we all said that he will be there longer at wide receiver. He is fast. He's a good athlete, but at the end of the day, you got to be a football player. You got to be able to change directions. You got to be able to have great instincts, have great football IQ. Being fast, being athletic is only a part of it. It helps you. I mean, you could be not athletic at all, and you just won't have a chance. Being athletic gives you a better chance to be a really good player at this level. But if you're not fast as a wide receiver, you can't play. If you're not athletic as a corner, sorry, you can't play. It just gives you a chance. It doesn't guarantee you anything. Just like training and working out during the summer, that doesn't guarantee you're going to win. It just gives you a chance to win. You still have to do everything else. And so that's where Malik Gray is. I really hope he finds himself a position. He feels comfortable enough to stay in that position. But I'm afraid him and Tyler Byrd are kind of in the same boat as guys that, yeah, I mean, they're good athletes and highly rated players. But it's just not translating right now for them at Tennessee. I hope that changes, though. I really do.
Going back to the offensive line, you were talking about creating holes for the running game. I'm thinking about our offense from years past. You're running around the edge, trying to get out in the flats more often than running between the tackles. You got Trey Smith at guard. Just think how much, and we've talked about the I formation, a fullback. I mean, this could be something that's kind of your go-to ultimately. I could see it halfway through the season. I mean, you're running behind left guard Trey Smith, behind left tackle Drew Richmond, Brandon Kennedy as well, that left side of the line just being stout as can be. And regardless what defenses try to do, as long as they stay healthy, that can be the strength of your running game, running between the tackles and even off tackle to that left side.
Carl Daddy comes back and he says, you know, I just saw Drew, you know, get burned at tackle a lot. I understand, just surprised. And just think about this. And, yeah, Drew Richmond did not play as well as he would have liked to play his first couple years at left tackle. But just think about this. Think about Trey Smith, Brandon Kennedy, guard, center, and then you add a lead blocker. It could be a tight end. It could be a fullback. How can you not pick up 4 yards running behind those two linemen, a lead blocker, and then a running back who is big and strong enough to at least fall forward an extra half yard, a yard on contact.
And someone as hard-nosed as Tim Jordan.
You can't get to second and six? I mean,
it's gettable.
You can't get 4 yards running behind those dudes? That's all we need is 4 yards.
I mean, I agree with Crowd out of here. Drew Richmond has definitely looked uncomfortable just most of the time when he's played. He just has not looked like he's ever totally settled in. But, yeah, I also agree. If you can't make that work, need to just find somebody else to play that position, honestly.
I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Our formation, but Trey Smith, Brandon Kennedy, you can't get 4 yards behind those guys? That's moving the chains right there. Oh, it's boring. That's boring. Psh, that's winning football.
Yeah, wins,
and I'm a wide receiver saying this. Mm-hmm. 4 yards. You win all day with that, running the football. 4 yards, that's a win. Moving the chains, giving defense enough time to rest, and you're keeping guys like, West Virginia quarterback on the sideline.
Will Greer,
whatever his name is. Popping those pills. Extra Flintstone vitamins down there in Florida.
Got to make sure that he's drug tested before they go into this game this time around. Because I guess if I'm remembering correctly, he beat Tennessee on 4th and 16. Thanks a lot, John Jancic. And then what was it? It was not even a week, and the PED stuff came out. Don't get had again, Tennessee. Make sure that he's clean before he gets into this game.
Yeah. Hey, Will, come here, man. Let me talk to you. Can you pee in this cup before we play? I hate it for him, though, because people automatically went to like, oh, he's taking steroids. Wait a minute, man. He just took something that was just banned on a list that's like 4 pages long.
He literally got it at like a
GNC.
Vitamin
shop. Like GNC vitamins.
Your just run-of-the-mill vitamins over the counter. So.
DR Vol says, sorry to be that guy, but any word on J.J. Peterson? Well, what we were told is it was going to be the beginning of the week. Last week. So, I mean, of course, yesterday was the beginning of the week, but I was thinking more like Monday, Tuesday, something like that. And we'll see. What's taking so long, for those who are wanting to know, is he has the ACT score. It is the classwork that he's retaking and making sure that all that is taken care of.
Got the next practice on Tuesday, And I would say that's the first practice where I'm really – you got to keep an eye out for him, see if we can spot him. It would be the first practice where I would say I, quote-unquote, would almost expect to see him there.
Just keep your eyes to the sky, man.
Yeah, we'll see.
He's entering practice like Antonio Brown. He's going to be in a helicopter.
But no practice today, so practice tomorrow. So there won't be any update until at least tomorrow afternoon.
Speaking of update, Rachel Barbeau, who works for, she's all over the place, but SiriusXM Radio, she does stuff with ESPN, she's all over the place, but we know her work inside of the football complexes across the country, talking to young men about how to behave and how to take on the responsibility of being a young man and really helping them to be better fathers and better husbands and treat ladies with respect, you know, off the football field. And so Rachel has been to a couple places, and we had her on the show. It's probably one of our best interviews. I encourage you to go back and listen to her. But she will be speaking to our football team, I want to say either today or tomorrow. I have to go check our conversation there. So she will be talking to the team, and that is freaking awesome. You have to bring in speakers. And this is done every single fall camp. You bring in speakers all the time to talk to your teams about some of the pitfalls that they may, allow themselves to fall through if they're not very, very careful. Number one is understanding that women, alcohol, drugs usually are part of any player getting in trouble at the college level. Now, you may have some guys that get in trouble for academic integrity, something like that at the school, but most of your problems come from women. Most of your problems come from drugs. Most of your problems come from alcohol. Because you start drinking alcohol, and then you think you are tougher than who you really are. You're not tough. Don't let that drink give you muscles. You don't have them in real life. And then you add in a woman to the situation, and, you know, hey, You out, you're a college athlete, you're doing your thing, and you have an opportunity to probably talk to more than one lady because it's just college. You're the man. You're the big man on campus.
Bye, Felicia.
And then you're going to get yourself in trouble there because she'll be mad. And then how do you respond when she get mad at you? That happens too. And then drugs, you just stay away from them. Just stay off the weed. It's just not going to help you right now. It's just not. Just stay off of it. You just don't do it. And so Rachel will be one of many speakers that come and talk to our football team. You got to have someone to come in and talk about the importance of being great in the media and saying the right things or stay away from gambling and all these things that are a part of sports now with some of the laws changing. So Rachel Barbeau will come and talk to our football team, and I'm so pumped, so excited for Rachel because she is dynamic, and more excited for our football team because they need to hear the truth. 865-200-5503. Do we have for what coming up next? Oh, goody. Oh, man. I've been waiting on this.
I got a good one.
Oh, man, this is going to be fun. Swain Event, stay with us.
For what is coming up on the Swain Event.
There is a 30% chance of showers today, mostly sunny with a high of 89 and a low of 70. The 30% sticks around tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 90 and a low of 70. Wednesday, showers are likely, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry. industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jerrica Steele a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerrica Steele and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Simplico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Butch Jones replacing Philip Fulmer on the Jumbotron.
For what?
People getting drunk and stumbling into the wrong house.
For what?
Butch saying a chart told him to kick an extra point instead of going for two.
For what?
People who break the law while breaking the law.
For what?
Man. When you are a fan, it's really easy for your judgment to be clouded. And with this Urban Meyer, Zach Smith situation, that is the case in Columbus, Ohio with these Ohio State fans. Zach Smith, for some reason, his lawyer thought it was a good idea to do an interview after saying that they would not be doing any talking unless both parties are under oath.
Absolutely.
Zach Smith and Courtney Smith. But I guess that plan was aborted when Urban Meyer was placed on administrative leave and he put out his statement. Maybe Zach Smith or Urban Meyer decide to change it up. But it was a bad idea. Zach Smith interviewed and did not sound believable at all. Defensive movements.
Oh.
Huh?
Oof. Oh, yes.
Defensive movements. You shouldn't have been married, but I love her. I still love her.
He said.
What?
And I guess For anyone that didn't see it, what the caller earlier, I believe it was Trevor, was referring to with Brandon Murphy dunking on Zach Smith over the weekend and Urban Meyer. So Zach Smith, in that interview, said that he had never abused Courtney Smith, his ex-wife. And then here comes Brett McMurphy with those receipts, with the texts, where Zach Smith admitted, or at least apologized for, abusing his wife. And so, all the way around, I mean, that's a giant for what right off the top. What are you doing? Don't go out and talk to anybody. What are you doing?
Yeah. My for what goes to Ohio State fans. If you are part of the 35,000, if you are part of the 35,000 that signed an online petition to save Urban Meyer, you get it for what? The investigation is supposed to take 14 days, which how do you put a timeline on finding the truth? How do you do that?
Yeah,
it may take you longer to find the truth.
Yeah, what if you don't find the evidence in 14 days? Yeah. You're just going to end it without having the evidence?
Yeah.
Like what?
I mean, I don't know how you put a timeline on that stuff. But anyways, 35,000 folks, without the investigation being completed, signed the petition to save Urban Meyer. Are you freaking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Where is the national media calling out Ohio State fans? Because they love to call out fan bases. Tennessee fans were easy to call out. But are we calling out this? Because this is disgusting. 35,000 people. 35. Wants to save Urban Meyer before the investigation is complete. There's undoubtedly evidence that he lied, which, hey, lying to the media, if coaches got in trouble for doing that, then all the coaches would be on probation. But lying about this.
Yeah, this isn't lying about your injury report.
35,000 people right now. Sir, save Urban Meyer.
This has a real essence of Penn State fans going out in the street screaming for Joe Pa, save Joe Pa, and then it comes out that he knew the whole time. Don't do this before all the facts come out. Just don't. That's a bad decision. I was hanging out with some Ohio State fans over the weekend, actually.
For what?
And they work with my wife, and we were hanging out with them. But it was interesting. It was actually good timing. It was Friday night after Brett McMurphy, you know, just went and ethered Zach Smith. And I was talking to them, and they're very, very worried. But they said, oh, we can't lose Urban. Ah, it'll be the end of the world. And I was actually more reassuring. I was like, look, if Urban gets fired, that's the best job in America. It's not close in terms of jobs that will be available. That's not a rebuild. You got one of the best rosters in America with tons and tons of resources, tons and tons of fans. Who wouldn't want that job? Like, if you're a good coach, besides, you know, Nick Saban, Dabo, like, who doesn't want that job? So, you know, I told him it was fine, but they were in their feelings, I can tell you. And I don't know if they signed this petition, but, oof, don't do it. The facts aren't on the table yet.
Jeff Hams, self-described avid Ohio State fan who is organizing the event, use Facebook to spread the word about this. You know, they did like a support rally. Quote, bring your signs, face paint, do whatever you got to do. We want to be heard. We want our coach back. My
don't
gosh.
Do that. Please.
Sick. Sicko.
Please don't do that.
Sickos, man. What you got?
I'll lighten the mood here a little bit. Let's go to Florida. Pasco, Florida, serial burglar. Wore his ankle monitor while on a crime spree, says deputies. A Pasco man was arrested for burglarizing several area homes and businesses after the ankle monitor he was wearing showed he was at each location when the burglaries reportedly occurred. Tyler Glenn, the ripe age of 22 years old, was charged with burglary and grand theft on July 26th. Deputies say he was arrested for burglarizing an electric substation. That's how he got the ankle monitor.
My goodness.
And then through the course of their investigation, deputies found that he had been breaking in to these homes. And they just got themselves a freebie because GPS data said that he had been at all of these burglarized homes when the burglaries happened. And so he was, I guess, booked a second time.
When you forget to put the flip the common sense switch, you have an ankle monitor. They know where you're at all times.
It's like when you send a text to somebody.
You are being monitored.
Monitor.
When you send a text to somebody and you see that they read it on, you get the little red at 8:26 a.m. And then you see them and you're like, hey, did you see my text? And they're like, no, man, I didn't see that text. No, I know you saw that text. It says you read it at 8:26. No, I knew you burglarized these homes.
Yeah.
This says that you were there.
The worst is when you call or text someone, they don't respond, but then you see them post it on Facebook and
Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, really? You got a selfie you're going to post, but you ain't see your phone. Oh, okay.
I've been down to do that.
I see how that works. Okay. I got you. Rachel Barbeau will be talking to the team today. It only makes sense, right? They're not practicing today. Great time to have people come in and talk to our young men about what's important, and that is how to be a man outside of football. I got one negative comment when I posted what Chris Rump said to our guys. And I don't know. I think this guy lives in like Mars or something. I don't even know if he's on Earth. But that matters more than football, is how to be a good person. You got to have all areas of your life balanced. You can't have a success in your business, success at your job, but other areas of your life are messed up because they're going to affect your business. If you don't believe me, look at Zach Smith. Look what the position that he's in right now. Coaching wide receivers for one of the best programs in America, recruiting coordinator, making a ton of money, but had chaos going on in the background and eventually caught up to him. You got to mold young men while you are coaching them in football. You have to. You have to. Because if you don't, you're going to have a situation where a young man is going to get in trouble at the University of Tennessee and put himself in jeopardy because he didn't make the right decision. He didn't make the right call. Or when he leaves Tennessee and he goes out in these streets, and because he was only used for football, he gets in trouble. And guess who that reflects on? When that person gets arrested, it says former Vol, former University of Tennessee athlete arrested. That's what it says every single time. And so, Chris Rump, you're doing a disservice if you're not helping these guys be better men, better husbands. And he said it. It's just the truth. And it makes you better on the football field. For those who only care about results on the football field, this is for you. It helps you become better at football, too. Because now you have a young athlete, their whole entire lives, they've gotten this attention. And then you wonder, okay, do I get this attention only because I'm good at football? You already have that thought in your mind. And so now when you have a coach that coaches you and they show you that they care about you more than just the football players, more as a football player, more than a football player, that makes you play harder. It makes you want to focus more. It makes you want to go over and beyond because you don't want to let that coach down because he believes in you. We can quit on ourselves. We can disappoint ourselves because we'll always forgive ourselves, okay? But when we have someone that believes in us, that trusts us, that invests in us, we go the extra mile because we don't want to let that person down. How many men out here have fathers that's been in their lives that have been super successful and they believed in you, and you do the right thing because you don't want to let your father down. You don't want to see that look in his face of disappointment. But sometimes when it comes to you, you'll let yourself down because you're going to forgive yourself most of the time. And so it's important to have guys like Chris Rump inside your football program. It helps you win if that's all you care about, but it also makes our young men.
Absolutely.
And so Rachel Barbeau was very important today. All right, let's get to the phones. And let's get to Charles. Charles, good morning. Charles, what's up, man?
What's up, Swain?
What's up?
Real quick, man. You know, I called you last week when this whole Urban Meyer thing broke out. And I told you what's going to happen to Urban, and it's still nothing. Nothing's going to happen, Swain. I mean, you said there's an investigation. What are they investigating? They know the answers to all the questions.
Yeah, whether or not he knew and how long he knew.
They're investigating whether or not they can keep him.
Yeah, yep, listen, pretty much.
Guys, it's not even up for debate whether Urban knew or not. We all know he did.
No, he knew.
But the thing about it is, they knew because they knew he knew, Swain.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What are they investigating? They all knew what was going on, all of them. So what they're trying to do now is what I said a couple of days ago. They're trying to let this whole thing blow over, and they're trying to, just trying to save face right now. Because if you break Urban off, then what is Urban going to say? Well, y'all knew what was going on just like I did. That's what's going to happen if they try to fire him.
Well, they
all knew.
Well, they blaming Gene Smith. That is what Zach Smith said during his interview. Is that the AD Gene knew about everything?
And of course,
so,
he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, Gene Smith knew. But you know why they're going to blame Gene Smith? He's just a figurehead anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Anyway, all right. You guys have a great show. Hang on the list.
Thank you, Charles. Yeah, Gene Smith. They put it on you. Urban Meyer put it on you. Zach Smith put it all on you. That Urban notified. He reported what was going on with Zach Smith and the investigation and everything. And they knew. And so what they're hoping is maybe Urban Meyer gets a three game or four game suspension. And he comes back. That's what they're hoping. But I'm sorry.
Either way, somebody's losing their job.
Somebody's losing their job other than Zach Smith.
Yeah.
There's more people losing their job. Yes. That's going to happen. Hour 3 is around the corner, and Hour 3 will be joined by Wes Rucker, GoVols 24/7. He'll join us at 9:15. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.